Asthma drugs, smartphone sensors, and frozen pork all have one thing in common. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Those three items are among a list of 850 products China will lower tariffs on beginning next year. The reduction, which will apply to all members of the World Trade Organization, is aimed at promoting trade and reducing costs. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani reports.
China has typically used high tariffs as a way to protect its domestic industries. But the decision to lower tariffs will benefit many of its trading partners, among them New Zealand, Peru, Singapore and Pakistan. Still, look a little closer at some of the products that China's lowering tariffs on, and China benefits too. Beijing's decision to lower tariffs on pork is unsurprising. African swine fever has hit the country's reserves of the popular meat, and lower tariffs could help to relieve pork shortages in the country. But this move also helps to keep trading channels open with other countries at a time when the US and China are engaged in a protracted trade war. Despite its tense trading relationship with the US, ever since the trade war started, China has actually been reducing tariffs for other nations. Analysts say this is so it can reduce its dependence on U.S. suppliers and encourage more trade between China and other countries.
Well, as you just heard from Karishma Vaswani there, one area China has been looking to expand trade in is pork. That's because the deadly outbreak of African swine fever last August caused the country's pig population to shrink roughly 40% in November from a year ago. That's forced the world's biggest pork consumer to increase imports by 150% in the last year. The BBC's Lisha Santarelli explains then how China's shortage impacts the global pork industry.
The situation does have a silver lining in the sense that pork producers in Europe, in America and Latin America will stand to benefit from the shortage in China. So China used to have a pretty high tariff of around 60-70% on American pork imports coming into the country. And due to the shortage within the country, pork prices have spiked so dramatically that pork producers in other parts of the world can command higher prices. And so that will be beneficial to the 60,000 large and small pork farmers in the United States. So they are going to be one of these so-called winners from Trump's trade deal with China.
It's not just pork producers that stand to benefit, but also chicken producers globally, right?
Absolutely. Rabobank predicts that it'll take at least 5 years before China is able to replenish its pork herd, its pork stocks. And so in that time period, we are going to see changes in consumer behavior because given the prices have gone up by so much, many local Chinese and people across Southeast Asia will not be able to afford pork at those levels, and they will switch to cheaper proteins like chicken. And so this will provide a big boost to poultry producers all over because there'll be increased demand for chicken, but also other proteins like fish.
Lisha Santarelli reporting there. Let's do the numbers. Trading volumes are thin with Christmas just 2 days away. European stocks are taking a breather after hitting a record high last week. Shares of HSBC were down 1% after a report said, along with JP Morgan, the bank accessed a controversial high-speed audio feed for the Bank of England, which could have given them a trading advantage. Waiting on any last-minute holiday gifts to arrive? If so, me too. I've got at least two expected at my house today. But with online orders accounting for billions of square feet of cardboard every year, there's increasing scrutiny about how companies pack delivery boxes. The BBC's Emma Simpson found one company trialing a solution.
I've come to Dijon in France to see a new machine that can produce a box to fit the product.
It's a revolutionary idea because not much changes in cardboard boxes.
Alex Manistee is Group Head of Strategy for DS Smith, one of Europe's biggest packaging manufacturers, which has spent years and millions of pounds on this new piece of kit.
So this machine takes a standard square of cardboard, scans the product that we're trying to pack, and then cuts and creases the cardboard and folds it around the product you're trying to send in the post until you have exactly the right size box for that product and no wasted space.
This machine can do up to 1,000 boxes an hour.
So let's put this to the test. I've still got my Christmas decoration along with a few other items, and I'm now going to pop it on the conveyor belt in a box which will then help scan the item so it has its precise dimensions. Right, Stefan, press the button.
Okay, let's go.
De D.S. Smith reckons that up to 50% of an average online parcel is empty space or packed with filler. That's bad for the environment, as it means more delivery vans in our towns and cities. And the bigger the parcel, the bigger the cost for retailers.
Here it comes.
I'm now at the end of the run, waiting.
Hey, here it is. Look at that. Not much empty space. Alex, how big a difference can this machine make?
Well, in some customers, we've seen a reduction in the average box size of 40%, so it can make a huge difference. Now, obviously, for some products, you're going to have some empty space, because if a customer is ordering three things of different sizes, there's a limit to how much you can reduce the size. But at the moment, the amount of empty space is so enormous that we think there's going to be a big win for everybody.
This technology isn't in operation just yet, but given the expected growth in online shopping, it could have a big role to play in reducing waste.
Emma Simpson reporting there. Finally, looks like the Force wasn't quite as strong with this one. Star Wars' latest installment, The Rise of Skywalker, pulled in $374 million in global ticket sales during opening weekend. In the U.S., though, sales were down 30% on the first movie in the saga, The Force Awakens. Let us know if you're heading to the theater or your thoughts if you've already seen the film. I think I'm going to see mine this weekend. We're at the hashtag BBC Marketplace on all social media. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.